You're an old pro at this, Gabriel. You don't even need me to tell you what to do. You're like, I know, I've been here.
The other time was so fast, and I thought, oh my god, this was so bad. He just wants to wrap it up quickly. And
no, that's not true. Everyone loved you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been invited back.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yes. Madonna,
you're listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna Louise, Veronica Jacconi. For the very last time, I am your unofficial celebration tour correspondent, Stefan. Just got emotional saying that. I can't believe it's the end of the tour. Today on the show, we are joined by Gabriel, who attended the Rio celebration last night in Brazil. Welcome back to the show, Gabriel.
Thank you, Stefan. It's an honor to be back. I never imagined that I would do the last episode for this tour.
For this tour, right. Yeah. Remind me, what did we have you on for? What tour did you review?
I did the review of the Lisbon second night.
That's right. Oh, so that was like last year. That was ages ago.
November, yes.
Wow. I can't believe it was that long ago. That feels like...
Yeah, such a long time ago. I really wanted to go to America to see the tour, but I couldn't. And we were going to talk about it. I've never imagined that we would be back on the show again to talk about this. And I think the word that describes this is surreal. I saw it. I've been here since Wednesday, and I still don't believe that it happened. I think it's going to take me some time to settle everything that I saw yesterday and everything that she did, because it was amazing. It was once in a lifetime thing. It was so special, so special.
Yeah. So tell me what's Brazil been like? Like, not even like on the day of the show, but like, because obviously there was the rehearsal days, and did you get to go to rehearsals?
Actually, I think we should go back a little further, because when the rumors started, everything was so uncertain until we got the confirmation and understanding the structure there was a big concert in Brazil, in Rio, for Rolling Stones. I think that was 2006, mm-hmm. and something with Rod Stewart before that would be comparable to what happened yesterday. So we were very apprehensive, like, what's going to be? How's she going to put the stage on? How's she going to adapt everything? So I got in Rio on Wednesday. I was so anxious. I need to see the stage. I need to understand what's going on. And on Wednesday night, she did, I think, a rehearsal. No, it was a Thursday.
So yeah, Thursday and Friday were her two rehearsal nights.
Thursday, she did a first rehearsal about everything that she needed to change. So all the transitions, Live to Tell, Ray of Light. She also did Die Another Day, because there was Justify My Love. I talked to some people of the production, because there was no camera on top of the structure. So what was supposed to be that up view from the ceiling was actually pre-recorded.
Okay.
She did all the runs to adapt, because she was not going to fly. And that rehearsal she did with voice. Was the one that she was wearing the green mask, and she sang. And then on Friday, she did a stunt before, and it took some time to understand that it wasn't her, because it was very early. I was on the beach, and we ran to see the stage. I went to a party. I went out with friends.
And then went to a party?
On Friday.
You never go to parties.
And when I come back, and now this is important, why Madonna is Madonna, it was... I was in my cab coming back to the hotel, and I saw the screens, and it was her full makeup on 2 a.m. I mean, that's Madonna, you know. People need to understand that. And I told all my friends, this is why this woman is getting to a 4 years long career, because she's 65 and rehearsing in full clothes, makeup, in a very hot weather. At 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Because she wants to make sure that everything is perfect. And so the structure was set. And then we were very, very anxious on Saturday to see everything.
And where were you standing for the show? Tell me about your experience, because I think you had some pretty good viewpoints.
It was a long process, because the concert was free. Everybody could come and you stay on the beach, but then it depends on how long you want to stand there waiting to get a good spot. And there was a promotion from the sponsors, one of the main sponsors, which was a bank, that you could win a VIP ticket to be sort of like what would be an arena structure in what the tour has offered. And so they set this VIP area. It was the size of a normal arena. And you had to run a game in the bank website. But also what I did, I had an idea to photograph my collection and show to the bank how important she is to me. So I photographed all my items, my vinyls, my singles, the books, the tour books that I have. And I did a thread on X, Twitter, and the bank saw me. I asked friends to repost me and tag the bank. So last Friday, not yesterday, but the week before, I was invited by the bank. So I was already satisfied, but then I know people from the production, and I got actually invited to the friends and family. And so this was the
amazing. So yeah, Gabriel is holding up.
I have a really special memorabilia.
Yes, he's holding up a friends and family lanyard, which is all Rio-fied and looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's a very special item to remind this evening. And also the sector I was the Sound Factory, and they also had the Danceteria, which from here they called it Beach Club Danceteria. And I gave my VIP ticket to a friend that was a super
nice
friend
of you.
As well, and so he had the chance to be closer. And the area that we were, so what they did, the changes, the stage, the platforms, they were much higher. They were 2.4 meters. I don't know how much that's in feet, but they were much, much higher. So the pits, like Danceteria and South Factory, they were above the crowd.
And they elevated the pits as well. Oh, that's nice of them.
And so we were at the same level at the normal tour. So like our heads is on her feet. We were watching the concert as I did in Europe. So that was very special. And I heard it was a demand for her to have a very loud crowd surrounding her. Because, you know, it's sponsors and corporate and board directors. She complains about it. I think on the I'm Going to Tell You a Secret, I think there's a concert, or Blonde Ambition. I don't remember. There's a concert. There's a whole bunch of officers and business people that don't sing, and she's very upset with it in the front row. So she just made sure for video and also to cheer her up. And also Icon Legacy fans got the chance to be on the Golden Circle as well. And talking about MLVC, I met and closing the episode today, I met Dave, who did the first review in
London.
Oh,
nice. Yes, Dave in the Bay.
He was there, and we kept in touch because of the podcast. So MLVC brings people together as well. We met. I was going to invite him to be here today, but he flew to another city, so wasn't able. So that was pretty much the view that I had. I posted some videos today on my Instagram. It's open. So it was very, very good. It actually was the best view I had for all five concerts that I saw. So it was really special to see that. And you look on the beach and you see the hotel, you see the ocean. There were boats lining up.
I can't believe how many boats were out in the ocean.
Yeah. And so it was huge. I still have to watch the live stream because I haven't seen. I'll do this week. And it was huge. I mean, it was the lightning, the difference is that because it's not inside an arena, so the light projects, and the light for Die Another Day. And there was also one that they did a tower with the lightning. I don't know if they showed it. And Ray of Light, of course, the laser lights.
To
the space, because they were not confined. So I really look forward to see the live stream, to see how this the appearance of the show itself.
You're going to love the live stream just because I mean, we were tripping out over the audio. Like, you will hear things in the songs and the tour that I did not hear in person at the show. Like, the quality of the sound was so good.
Yes.
And you could hear, like, you could hear the song that's playing while she's trying to get into the club right before Holiday, you know, when she's arguing with Bob.
Yeah.
You can hear the song crystal clear, and you can hear, like, other little layers within the music that she's put in, and you can hear what she's saying while her and Anita are, during Vogue.
Really?
You can hear what she's talking about.
We got a pre-DVD pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really hope she brings Jonas Arklund to edit. If we get a confessions wise.
Here's hoping.
DVD, because there's so many layers. There's so many information in the screens and the clothing, and I got to see the dancers and the one and Bitch and Madonna for Nothing Really Matters. The shoes is the same. And things that I couldn't see before. There's so much detail in it, and it's full of Easter eggs for us.
Totally, yeah. It's you'll enjoy the live stream for sure, because having been there, it'll put you back there, and they did a really good job. Jonas did a great job at direct. I mean, there's a couple moments where they cut away at times where I'm like, no, stay on her. And to show the scale, you know, I mean, I think one of the things that's most impressive about that show was the size of the audience, you know? So they do cut away to that and showcase that, but otherwise you'll love it for sure.
Yeah, and I heard that I'm featured when Bob enters. People could see me, so I got some message. So
I'll have to look.
Immortalized in the Madonna media now is something that's very good for me. Now, one more checkpoint.
I saw you on Brazilian news. I saw your little news.
Yes, after I got the VIP ticket, a friend of mine that's a journalist on TV Globo, which was the network responsible for it, he asked me if I wanted to be in a video talking about the process. So I gave an interview, cheering people why they should watch the concert. And this week pretty much was something surreal, because we know Madonna is very special for us, but commercially it's not like it's happening in 93 or 94. And for mainstream media, she's not the main news anymore in Brazil. Yeah. So it was a week that we were on a hotel. She was playing in the lobbies, the bootleg merch on the street. Everyone was talking about her on news, on the main news. It was living like a Madonna bubble for 1 week. It was a thing that I'd never imagined. It was because the first time she came to Brazil was Girly Tour in 93, mm-hmm. and it was Madonna mania. People were crazy on the street. It was the time that she went on the Christ wearing the wig.
Mm-hmm.
And she put a lookalike to run on the beach to run away from people. So people thought she was on the beach, and then she went to the Christ. And it was that level of craziness back. So it was a Girly Tour 2.0. And leave the Madonna verse for 1 week was something very, very surreal.
Yeah, that's
she was, I know. Everywhere,
somebody
everywhere.
Had posted about how, you know, they you land at the airport, there's Madonna.
The merch, the advertising,
like you're walking,
and Subway.
You walk down the street, there's Madonna. It's Madonna's playing on the radio. She's playing in the stores. And they're like, this is the world I want to live in.
Live in. I don't want to live Rio. That's why I want to stay longer. She's on the subway. She's on the streets. She's everywhere. And I think it was a very smart choice of her to do it. And we're going to be watching this concert over and over again, because it's something she's never done in her career. So
yeah. The thing that Ben and Liberty and I, we were chatting while the show was broadcasting, was we loved how I don't want to say basic in a bad way, but like you were able to watch her perform. Unlike some of the recent tour films, it's really quick, and it's like it's like there's layout, it's blown out and you can't really see, and like there's all these effects on the, it is simple and pure and very similar to like the Girly Show video.
Yes, it was the old school DVD editing, because the late ones, I'm going to be honest. I don't watch MDNA and Rebel Heart DVDs.
Yeah, same.
Because there are some performances that you get dizzy just watching it, and you just want to see the choreography of it. And so I just really... Madam X is actually better, but we just want to see her. And we want to see the full movements. You don't need to be editing so much or do the rough cuts and put a lot of filter on. So, yeah, it was a good chance to get a pre-DVD, because we know she's going to take months to deliver this to us.
Well, I hope not. I mean, I would hope that if Jonas is editing that show, that they've been working on it for the last couple of weeks since Mexico. So here's hoping it comes a little faster than her previous outings. We do have a couple questions that I want to get to in the chat. What was the crowd like as a whole? Were there any issues with any people that you saw there?
No, it was very calm. The whole event, I haven't seen anything in trouble, or people got in very quickly. They were very energetic, and they gave tickets just before the concerts to some shows, to the concert, to the pit and the VIP area, to make sure fans were there. Nice. It was a very young audience as well. I was very happy about it. They were very into the concert and jumping, and I didn't see much because I was very close to the stage.
Sure.
So I just, when she sang that song, there was after the speech, and she asked people to light the cell phones. That's when I saw more, and Hung Up was the peak of energy. Erotica, people went crazy as well. They sang very loud. So it was a very good crowd. But I was so immersed in close to the stage that I didn't get the perspective of the audience.
Yeah. Well, so
the pits were crazy because they were by heart fans. Yeah.
Yeah. And how long did it take you to get out of the concert? Was it just like swarming with people?
No, it was very quickly. I got in actually through that platform because they connected the hotel to the platform. So I walked there, and also I saw Guy Ogieri. I just talked to him really briefly. I said, just thank you for doing this. And I saw Stuart Price was standing. I just told him, just don't forget to have fun. And he thanked me, and I will.
Nice.
So, I mean, you know, it was very, for us, it was very special. And we were right on the street. So it took like less than 30 minutes after the concert were out. We were locked in a little bit longer. They were make sure they were doing step by step, but wasn't a trouble at all.
Yeah, that's what
it was like. New Year. I don't know if you've seen. Look for videos on New Year's at Copacabana, because it's the place they do the fireworks. It was the same size. It was. People were saying it's a mix of New Year's, gay parade, and carnival together, and very peaceful. I haven't heard of any. Of course, there were people that might be need an ambulance or anything, but the structure were good. But I haven't seen any tough occurrences. And I think it went smoothly, but I haven't checked the news yet. But I think it all worked. People were walking calmly, just going to the subway. So my hotel was on the same street. Mm-hmm. So I booked it with the first rumor.
I remember when you said that. You were like, I'm booking a hotel because I think she's going to be in Rio.
Yeah. So I was just making sure I had a comfortable experience. But I think people went fine. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. To everyone in the chat who's asking, and to anybody who's messaged me all along the way, if you do not see a tour review for a city that you were interested, I apologize. I am only one person, and I was unable to do every single city reviews because I have a job, and sometimes that job gets in the way. If Madonna had paid me to do tour reviews, then I would have been happy to do every single city, but alas, Madonna does not pay me, so I have to do my day job. So apologies if your city did not get a tour review. Maybe next time. Otherwise, what did you think of the tour in an open air environment? Because it was on the beach. Like, were you cognizant of the ocean waves and like being outside?
I was thinking the whole time, like, this is something we will never see again, probably. We can never say never, but we might get a tour in a stadium or she might do an event and sing some songs like she did Live Aid, but on the beach with the ocean, which is such nice weather, and in a place that is so familiar to me, and I have been to Copacabana a million times. It was everyone who got the chance to be there, and I know Brazil is far, and the confirmation came such a short notice to book such a long flight for most of people. It was very special. It was something that we'll be talking about in 50 years. You know, it's
yeah. It worked very good.
And it worked very good in an open air. The concert got bigger. And I told my friends when I saw the rehearsal on Thursday, it's like, this is celebration tour on asteroids. And there was a rush of people, actually, people coming last minute after they saw the rehearsal.
Yeah.
And people came, I cannot miss it. And people were trying just... I know people that bought flights on Saturday to come.
Wow.
Because they were like, I'm not watching from home. And they came from São Paulo on Saturday afternoon. So
That's amazing. The
concert would work very good in a stadium tour. Maybe this inspires her. She did already a second like for Stick and Sweet. Why not?
Yeah.
Some changes and who knows?
Yeah, it would be, I mean, maybe if she releases an album and then wants to go on the road with that album, she could do just a few stadium tours and change a couple things. I mean, you never know. Never say never with Madonna, right?
Yeah, a smaller quantity of concerts for bigger crowds would work for her. And we got to address the fact that she did not cancel one date on the tour.
Obviously, the reschedule because of her hospitalization. But yes,
but after she began.
Yeah, not one. Not one cancellation. From
and there was
show.
Not one night that we said, oh, Madonna is a little bit low on energy tonight. She delivered every single night the same kind of energy, the same level. So we got, and again, 65. So I'm exhausted today. So imagine doing a tour. She deserves a little bit of vacation.
Well, right. She was doing rehearsals Thursday, Friday. Then she did the whole show. And then there's today where, and thank you to our now resident pilot, our resident pilot advisor Hunter, who was on our show last night. He told us that Madonna will be flying to New York today because he's able to see when her plane is leaving Rio. So she'll be on her way back. So back home she goes to hopefully rest and just enjoy some much needed downtime.
The next Madonna chapter for us.
Yeah, it'll be. So, well, just a couple things about the show. So, obviously, Anita was the ballroom guest. Did you love seeing Anita with Madonna?
Yeah, when I was entering the pit, we crossed her on the way, so we got to see her outfit before. She was very energetic, and I think the outfit kind of was similar to a Vogue, the Vogue, the Madonna in black. She had a corselet, so it was very beautiful. She was looking very good. And about the changes also, they did a projection with very important Brazilian personalities in music. There's some politician, writers, singers. I'm not sure if they showed the boyfriends at the time that Bob does that thing about her career.
They did. Yeah, they did.
They did. Okay.
Yeah, well, and I thought what was interesting was Jesus was actually at the show last night. He posted that he was there, so.
For the friends and family, there was sort of a gathering before at the hotel in one of the saloons, and he was there, so I got to see him very close. I didn't talk to him, but...
I totally would have selfied. I would have been like, Jesus!
Yeah. So he was there with his new girlfriend, wife, and...
I think it's his wife. Yeah, I think they've got kids. I thought that was funny that he was there.
There was a rumor that they argued, and I think it was all about the bus. But he was there during peace.
Oh,
I didn't see any foreigners. I don't know if people travel to Brazil or her friends. I don't know. Celebrities coming to Brazil from abroad. We haven't heard about it. So
I think that, well, so how was Diplo? Because I know we didn't get to see Diplo on the live stream at all, but you got to see him, correct?
He was good. He was good. He plays a lot of Brazilian funk music. People were kind of bummed when they announced him because they thought it could be an opportunity to do someone local.
Yeah.
But I understand it's also a big event that she didn't want to take risk. Or even Stuart would be nice as a recognition. But yeah. Also, he doesn't have such a commercial name.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a network and sponsor thing to get. It wasn't streamed, but it was good. He was good. He's not my favorite.
What type of music does he play? Like, what was he playing during the set? Is it just like typical rave circuit music?
No. A lot of pop music. He played Tove Lo and this kind of pop music. He did a very vanilla set. So because of the crowd that was there, didn't take many risks. So he did a very like mainstream. He played mainstream music. I can send you a video for you to post. I filmed a little bit. But that time I actually didn't pay much attention. it could have been Stuart because Stuart would play Sorry, and
yeah.
he was in Paris when I was. It was amazing. I was so honored to watch him play, and he warmed up people with Madonna music as well. So Madonna Summer, but it was fine. There was a DJ before, but I was at the gathering at the hotel. I didn't see. So it started with the DJ, then Diplo. When I got there, Diplo was there. So,
Yeah, I saw a clip of Diplo. He put on a soccer jersey.
And then he took it off.
And then he took it off and gave it to somebody in the audience. And I was like, well, that's a lucky fan.
Yeah. And then he walked away. It was good. It was good. He cheered up people. So
yeah.
It was a good warming up.
What else? So obviously Pablo Vittar was there for music. What did you think of that?
There was also information about Anita and Pablo. Anita, there was a rumor Anita would sing.
Yeah.
From what I heard from her. I have a friend in her production team, and she had an event, I don't know, with Biden in America. That's why she didn't cancel the event. She canceled the Met Gala.
Yeah.
And there was no time to rehearse, and Madonna does not accept to do anything without rehearsal. She tried everything, so they put her in the ballroom because you don't need to rehearse for that. And Pablo rehearsed music, but Pablo didn't sing.
Yeah,
and it was very, important. I'll tell you people what happened because there's some layers. We had a very hard president before, and his supporters took the Brazilian shirts. The Brazilian jersey as the symbol. So that when Madonna released the merch, I told you this, we don't like to use that the soccer jersey so much anymore because it was attached to that a very troubled period of time in our political history, which was unfair because the national colors belong to everybody.
Yeah.
So to have Madonna with a drag queen, Pablo Vittar is the most followed drag queen in the world, and on stage in Copacabana is a very traditional right-wing neighborhood in Rio. To have that happening here, all this LGBT celebration with the soccer jersey, that has a lot of meanings, just more than just a pop performance. And she mixed with samba, there were children playing. So that's the everything behind it. And having Pablo dancing with her is also very, very special.
So basically Madonna reclaimed the soccer jerseys. So now, thanks to Madonna, it's okay to wear those soccer jerseys again.
Yes, we're going to wear it again proudly because it's going to make a reference to May 4th.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So it was a good performance. Pablo did dance. Pablo was good. It was very good.
Yeah. Anything else that stood out for you at the show last night that you like, did you see things that you hadn't seen before or did you fall in love with something else again?
Erotica became one of my favorites. I think that performance is so good. In Live to Tell, she added some Brazilian personalities that died of HIV. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
So there were, I think, five people, the singers and some writers and some very important people from Brazil. I'm checking the set list to see. And Bad Girl, she was looking at the audience and touching people. I don't know if it's something that she did a lot.
I saw that. I was surprised when she went over and actually took some hands. I was like, oh,
yeah,
Madonna. I mean, she hasn't been doing that very often.
I think the adaptations they did were very smart. Mm-hmm. With the bench for Live to Tell and even Ray of Light. So
yeah, the changes. I thought the changes obviously were minimal because she couldn't fly around. But I thought she did. You know, she's a consummate performer. She knows what she's doing, and she still owned those moments, even though she wasn't flying around in the box.
Yeah, for me, from the point I was standing, I missed the two screens because there were five in total, like the stage and two on each side. So I just got to see one. But I saw on the rehearsal, it was a very good setting of screens. It looked very beautiful together. So a stadium would be very good. Mm-hmm. And mostly how the concert grew. And of course, if we get this celebration tour one more time, or she doesn't, it was very adapted for a Brazilian crowd. It had Brazilian themes, which is something that she won't do again. But I was surprised how the concert got bigger. Yeah. And I heard from the choreographer of the tour that she was nervous because there were so many factors that she couldn't control.
Sure.
It was a second Super Bowl for her.
Yeah.
And without the setting of the stage, but comparing to this, Super Bowl was a small thing. Of course, Super Bowl is bigger in audience and commercial aspects, but in technical aspects, this was much bigger. So she actually did something bigger than the Super Bowl now. And she took something that she was already very successful with, like the tour was working and there were no technical issues, and she made something bigger.
Yeah.
And not only was on the beach, not only was for free, she did something very special artistically. And I was telling my friends that she made the concert bigger. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she hasn't realized what happened yesterday. I think she's going to watch it. And she did a very quick post with the Pablo Vittar video or her team right after. But I think she'll come back and understand the size of it. And the imagery that were generated yesterday is something that we're going to look after for a long time. Like, yeah, we know the Blonde Ambition is Shaw or the HBO streaming. This is going to be entered the Hall of Fame of Madonna media. You know, we're going to be watching this for a long time.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like this has sort of become something bigger than even Madonna. You know, like it's weird how it's transcended her and sort of elevated her fame even again, like this late in her career. It's kind of mind-boggling.
It's as a new pick as she had on Confessions, and it settled any kind of doubt that she's the biggest artist alive, that she's one of the biggest careers that we witness, and we're lucky to watch it live and to be alive in the same period as her to watch this happen. Yeah. As we follow her, because you know, people have been questioning her career, her numbers, because she built her career in another industry.
Yeah.
Of course, she doesn't get a number one on Billboard, but that's not the point. That's not the measurement anymore. I mean, she stopped the country. She stopped, I don't know, the world was watching. We're still going to get those numbers. And people all over the world was trying to get to the global websites, make sure they watched live, and they're going to be now... I hope so, because I know a friend at Global, and they had the rights to broadcast but not record. So we won't be on their streaming service. So I hope a fan upload a recording. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube today.
For now. But I'm sure. Someone's ripping it, and hopefully there will be like that it was too good. You know, like it was.
I'm really curious about the sound quality because,
there'll be
the bootleg DVDs and people will be selling.
Of course, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if people in Brazil are already selling them on the beach right now. You know,
I'll send you about the bootleg. Let me show you the. People did merch, so this is.
So Gabriel is showing us one of the other bootleg T-shirts. It's Madonna with her finger in her little mouth with the Madonna. I mean, she looks beautiful. It's beautiful. And then on the back, it's the tile work of Rio. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's so good. I love it. It's so good.
And there were merch everywhere. Her face was everywhere. People were selling one of those, you know, those towels that you put to be on the sand, on the beach, with her face. So it's Madonna everywhere, 360. It's like... It's a really bad time to be in Brazil if you're not a Madonna fan or you just like her because she's everywhere.
Yeah. People are probably like, okay, get it. Like, if you're not a Madonna fan, they're like, I can't wait for this to be over. But if you are a Madonna fan, it's just like, this is amazing.
It was Madonna heaven for 5 days in Rio. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was very good.
Well, Gabriel, thanks for coming on the show. Do you have any parting words before we let you go? Enjoy the rest of your time in Brazil.
Well, I'm super thankful, actually. I've never thought, when we talked in Lisbon, if you had told me, oh, we'll meet in May at a celebration tour for free on the beach in Copacabana, see you later. I was just, this guy's crazy. And everything that happens, it just gave us hope to everything is possible with Madonna. I mean, after this, I don't doubt anything. And let's just give her some time to rest. She has delivered us a lot of material, as have you over those months. So congratulations to you for your endurance. And we'll be following her. It was good. Yes. It was a good ride. It was a very, very good ride. It was a very intense year for us, 2023. For sure. Because of everything. And I think we're closing a very special cycle in her career. So it's really, I'm looking forward to see what she's going to do after she celebrated it. So now what? Courting, just find my love.
Yeah, that's, it's a good point. I'm curious to see what she does next, but at the same time, I feel like now's the time for us to sort of decompress, take a little time to appreciate, rewatch, re-listen, soak it all in, you know, just enjoy the gift that she gave us and for so many months. And on a personal note, as Gabriel mentioned, we have done a lot of these tour reviews. Gabriel's second review today marks our 58th tour review. So, like I said, didn't get to do every city, and I definitely didn't do every single show review. But I tried to do as much as I could. When I started the idea of, let's be the unofficial Celebration tour correspondent and I'll do some tour reviews, I thought maybe I would do a couple like here and there, and then I would stop. And I just decided to keep going because I thought being able to hear everyone's perspectives of the show was what this era needed. It was a lot of work. It was a lot of scheduling. It was a lot of personal time of mine to devote to doing this. But I hope that everyone enjoyed it. I have greatly enjoyed being able to talk to people such as Gabriel and everyone else. I want to say thank you to everybody who took time out of their schedule. Sometimes in the wee hours of the morning over in Europe, they had just seen the show and it'd be like 2 a.m. and they'd be going live with me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart to everybody who took time out of their schedule to help produce some tour reviews for an audience around the world. I hope that they appreciated it. I hope that everyone listening has appreciated their time as well. And to anyone from Madonna's camp who has watched or participated or listened, we want to thank you as well. because without you and your work and your artistry, we would not have had a show. So thank you for that. Gabriel, thanks again. I can't wait to see more of your video and pictures that you post, and we'll make sure that we tag you on our Instagram so people can see your footage as well if they want to. For those of you listening, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. We're on Venmo at MLVC Podcast if you'd like to donate to the show, or you can smash that super thanks button on YouTube, send a donation that way. If you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, tick that subscribe button so you never miss a video. This concludes our celebration tour reviews. We do have some stuff planned for the podcast the remainder of this year. I'm probably going to take a little bit of time off like Madonna so I can rest and just enjoy and decompress. And so you might not see a show for a couple of weeks, but we do have something in the can that you're going to love. And then our Madonna Summer movie series will be back for this summer. So we have some the next movies in Madonna's can coming up. Otherwise, Gabriel, stay there. We're going to say goodbye to everybody. So your unofficial celebration tour correspondent signing off. Until next time, everybody,